Tony Romo got how much money to stay at CBS?
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Radio Show, where it's all about becoming a better sportscaster and a better sports fan. And now, your host, Rick Schultz.
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show. A little bit different format today, just a quick little program to talk about the news recently that Tony Romo is staying with CBS. Not only staying with CBS, but he will be the highest paid television analyst in TV sports history. $17 million a year for Tony Romo. And I've seen so much over the past 24 hours on Twitter, on Facebook, on all the social media platforms. And it seems like most people are saying, oh my goodness, how can you give $17 million to a guy broadcasting football? And does he deserve it? And yes, he does, or no, he doesn't. So let's answer that question first. Does he deserve $17 million? My answer? Absolutely. Of course he deserves it. And there's only one reason why. Because someone's willing to pay for it. If someone's willing to pay you, whatever it is, for broadcasting a football game, for doing your taxes, for washing your windows, for fixing your plumbing, for operating on your heart, if someone's willing to pay you for that talent and that skill and that ability, then yes, you deserve it. If someone's not willing to pay you that, then no, you don't deserve it. It's as simple as that. The market dictates. Supply and demand dictates. Is someone willing to pay that price for your expertise? And really, when you look at Tony Romo, when you break it down, they're not necessarily paying him for the work that he'll do on these couple dozen football games in a season. They're paying for his expertise that he's developed over a lifetime and a career. An expertise that came from his 17 years in the NFL. His expertise that came from, or 14 years in the NFL, or his expertise that came from being in the broadcast booth already. His expertise from just being around football his entire life. That's what they're paying for. And so those 14 years in the NFL gave him a background that led to his position with CBS. And then his performance when he's there has made the executive say, you know what? He's worth $17 million a year now to be our lead analyst for NFL broadcasts. Now, at the same time, my philosophy is nobody tunes in to hear the broadcaster. And I think that holds true. That was a mantra that Marty Glickman talked to us about at Fordham 20 years ago, 25 years ago. The only person who tunes in for the broadcaster is his mother. And I think that's true. Because if I'm putting my feet up on a Sunday afternoon and popping open the chips and opening a cold soda, I'm not tuning in because Tony Romo's broadcasting the game. I'm tuning in because I want to see the game. If it's a game I want to see, a broadcast that I want to see, if it's Chiefs-Bills, I'm tuning in to see it. I'm not tuned in to see Tony Romo or Jim Nance or any broadcaster for that matter. Kevin Burkhart might be a special, just because I've known him and I used to broadcast with him when I was in college and we called 20, 30 games together, basketball and football, back when we were both 20 years old, 21, 22. Kevin might be the only exception to that. But I know a lot of broadcasters in the industry, and I don't necessarily tune in to hear them. Spiro Dedis is another. You know, when college basketball is on and Spiro's at the mic, just because we were classmates at Fordham, maybe I tune in to hear Spiro. It's probably more accurate to say I stay on the game to hear Spiro or Kevin. I'm not necessarily tuning in for that. And I think the same holds true for Tony Romo. I'm not tuning into a game based on any one analyst. John Madden was great. I really enjoyed Gruden also. Some I like more than others. Tony Romo's fantastic, but I'm not necessarily tuning into the game specifically for him. So, does he deserve the $17 million? Yes, he deserves the $17 million. Someone's willing to pay him for it. And the executives obviously feel that him being there adds a credibility factor, adds an expertise that's going to increase the amount that they're going to get over their TV partnership over the length of the term. It's at least a three-year deal, and if CBS extends their partnership with the NFL, it could go much longer for Tony Romo. But $17 million a year, not bad. He only earned more than that as a quarterback three times over his 14-year career. I think he made about $125 million over his 14-year career, and now $17 million per. It's hard for most fans to wrap their head around those numbers, but it basically comes down to, is someone willing to pay you for it? Do you bring that much value? And the feeling by the executives of CBS is that if we have Tony Romo as part of our NFL package, we can charge that much more to advertisers to be part of it, and it's going to make our entity and our franchise that much more valuable. And so they're probably right on that. But me as a sports fan, I never tune in just to see a broadcaster. Advertisers have different needs and different thought processes when they're thinking about that. So Tony Romo, congratulations. Looking forward to another season, another three-plus seasons of him calling games as an analyst for CBS. $17 million a year. Not bad if you can get it. And thank you for listening to the Sportscasters Club Online Radio Show. And also thank you for subscribing and sharing this with any sports fan or sportscaster that you know.
Thanks for listening to the Sportscasters Club Radio Show at sportscastersclub.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you will never miss an episode. And thanks for liking, sharing, posting reviews, and spreading the word.